Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Well done.
want to hear God say, well done, well done, well done. At least that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, just one time. And that's all it takes, is one time. Well done. Welcome everybody to Bible study. I hope everybody is well and good. And I'm happy to see all that's on the line. Welcome, Sister Dudley and Angie. Welcome, welcome. And everybody else that's coming in right now, give everybody the opportunity to get on. How y'all doing? How you doing, Sister Dudley? Darina.
Sweetie,
so
you?
All is well and good. All is well and good. You know, in Bible study, the lines are open, so we have the lines open for discussion.
Okay, I had it on mute.
Oh, that's no problem. And comments of everybody here in Bible study. So Bible study is open as if you did go to the church and was able to be open and be able to ask questions. So we definitely want to be able to have that here on this platform. So if anybody has any questions, they can be able to ask those questions. And so we thank God for this time and this opportunity to come back together. We and say, you know, that we're still here in the land of the living. So we thank God that he made it possible for us to be here another day in the land of the living. So I thank God. And we're just letting everybody else kind of trickle in onto the line right now as we're getting prepared here for Bible study, as we're still studying the series of strongholds, you all. So if you're just now coming in and this is your first time here in Bible study with us, we're going to do a recap, kind of get you caught up on where we are right now, give you an opportunity to grab your pen, paper, and Bible so that you can take notes. It's important in Bible study that you're taking notes. That way you can have that information to go back to bring it back to remembrance, and how to come against those things in your life that's trying to overtake you and overpower you. As we said, the series of strongholds, we learn about spiritual warfare, how to battle against the enemy, how to recognize the enemy, and that is holding us. And so we thank God right now for this opportunity to be able to have this time together to study and to show ourselves approved. The Bible tells us that we have to study to show ourselves approved. So we should be meditating on the Word of God by day and night, you know, not letting the day go by where we don't take the time out to read the Word of God so that we can get that in us. Because it's not about what do you put in, you know, within yourself that's going to stay within you. So if you put in filthy things, guess what? That's what you're going to, that's what's going to come out of you. So what you put in will come out, you know. So be careful what you're opening your gates to with your eyes and ears and mouth. And so we thank God for this opportunity. So it's helping a lot of people, you know, even me and my husband, you know, we study, you know, the Bible and strongholds. But if we go back to remembrance, because if you don't continue to study, you'll forget, you know, you'll forget those things. Yeah. So you got to go back to it and continue to make that part of your lifestyle, your daily walk. Amen. Welcome, Miss Connie. And I see other people on the call. I'm not sure. I don't know everybody's number that chimes in, but we thank God for you in attendance. Again, if it's your first time being in Bible study, the lines are open to everyone, so you have an opportunity to make a comment. All you have to do is say, excuse me, Pastor, and we'll stop and allow you to ask a question, and then we have times where we open up the floor for questions and comments. So, again, we thank God for everyone. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that we can come together, touch and agree, and know that you are in the midst according to your word, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for life, hope, and strength that cometh from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, Lord God, and every breath that we take in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that's new to us each morning, oh God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now, what you've done, and what you're about to do, even in this Bible study, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that deliverance will take place in this Bible study. Healing will take place. Freedom will take place. Blessings and favor will come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you, Father God. We ask for the Father God in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now. We come casting all our cares and fears and worries and doubts and concerns at your feet, oh God. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you turn it all around for our good. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit right now, every spirit of confusion and doubt and disbelief right now. We come against every spirit of denial in the name of Jesus Christ, and we uproot you right now, and we command you to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we have a clear path for our prayers to be answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture and the teaching on tonight take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you bless us and and all that's in Bible study with revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word, that we may be able to apply it to your to our daily lives, so that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may minister to ye one another, for the God, to the believer, that they may steadfast in their belief, and the unbeliever may ask, how can I be saved, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, let your word continue to be in our mouth, O Lord, and Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word, for we know that your word is true, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, as we preach and teach this word on tonight, Lord, I ask that you, Lord, as we decrease, that you will have all the increase in us, Father God, and just have your way, oh Lord. Touch every heart on the call on tonight, oh God. Touch every mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, we want to be more like you, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we may enter into the narrow gate, oh God, and we just want to thank you. We can't thank you enough, and yet still we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we love you, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all, that we pray for the lesson right now, that we'll go forward with power, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And again, amen. 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 Logging on to Bible study, your line is open. Feel free to unmute it at any time to come into agreement with us. Or if you have any comments or questions, your line is open so we can hear you. So if you have a lot of things going on in the background, you could just please mute the call. That way everyone can hear. But try to be in a place where you can really receive. Try to be in a place where you're moving around a lot. It's hard to receive when, you know, we come against every spirit of distraction, because we know the enemy wants to keep us distracted, you know, so that we won't hear and be delivered, you know, out of darkness. So that is the trickery of the enemy. He's subtle in all his ways. So we have to be, you know, kind of get in that place so that we can truly receive and you know, eliminate all distractions, possible TV, radio, I mean, just other these conversations and stuff like that, so that we can truly receive what the Word of God is saying. So we thank God at this time. My husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny, is going to give us a recap on last week. For those of y'all just tuning in, this is a recap of where we were on last Wednesday, as we're setting strongholds. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How's my volume? My volume pretty good. I'm on a different kind of speaker today. How's my volume?
It sounds fine. It sounds fine to me.
Sounds fine. All right. All right. Well, we're going to pick up this afternoon. You know, we thank God for this opportunity to be able to study pulling down strongholds. We left.
Yes,
off, yeah, we left off by knowing that we should put on the whole armor. We should put on the whole armor of God every day. So we know what it was. That was in the previous lesson that we learned before last. And we also understood that after we have on the whole armor, you know, we have a weapon, which is praying. And this is what we stopped at over here in chapter 3. We're talking about the war in the heavenlies. This is where Daniel, where he was praying, you know, for some help. He was praying, you know, for God to show up, or God's angels to show up. And we studied over here in chapter Daniel chapter 10. We're over in Daniel chapter 11 and Daniel chapter 12 here. So we talked about the oppositions of Satan, the oppositions, opposition by Satan, satanic angels. We need to understand when we pray, you know, that the kingdom of Satan and his satanic angels, you know, they are there to block you from communicating to God. They are to block you from the help of God. This is why the Bible tells us we should always pray. We also talked about an obstructive kingdom. We talked about the evil spiritual influence. We all have experienced this one way or another in our life. And we talked about spiritual principles from the experience of Daniel, and entrusted with spiritual power. And all of this is taking place in the war in the heavens. So we left off right here, Pastor. You know, I'm gonna leave it back. I'm gonna give it back over to you, and we'll pick up right there.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody have any questions about last week's what we were studying on last week, as we were talking about the spiritual warfare here, according to the war in the heavenlies, as we were in the book of Daniel. Does anyone have any questions about that? And we talked about the evil spiritual influences and the opposition by satanic angels. Anybody have any questions regarding that before we move forward? Okay. All right. Well, let us continue. Today we'll be talking about, you all, if you have your pen and paper and your Bibles ready, we're talking about the seven weapons of warfare. So this is where we're going to be at today. We're talking about the seven weapons of warfare. So if you want to write that down, the seven weapons of warfare, you all. Again, the seven weapons of warfare. And I'm going to give you all a chance to write these, you know, to write these things down so that you can have it. Again, the seven weapons of warfare is what we're going to be talking about right now. The seven weapons of warfare.
Here you go. If you can write it down, write it down. This is great study material. You know, this is for you to be able to live a easy life, or easier life than what you're living. Live an easy life. So definitely take notes. It helps.
Would you sacrifice?
Okay. You come again. Anybody have any questions to come in? Now, I want you to know, you just had to tune in, that the line is open, so you're in Bible study, so we can hear you. So if you have background things going on, please mute your call. If you have background things going on, please mute your call, because we can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, everyone, we're in Bible study. That means your line is open and we can hear everything that's in your background. So if you can mute your call during Bible study, that would be great. So if you have any questions, then unmute your call at that time, and we'll be happy to take your questions or comments at that time. But your line is open. We are in live Bible study. Okay. So again, we're talking about the seven weapons of warfare. That's our study. So you can write that down. Please mute your call. Thank you so much. So now we're turning on to Ephesians 6, and we'll find out how to be equipped for spiritual battle by examining the Apostle Paul's affirmation on this topic. So beginning in verse 13, you all, Paul started the verse with a therefore. So in many in different books, you'll find that, I've discussed the fact that when you see a therefore in Scripture, you need to determine what is it. So what is it therefore? So in this case, it is there because of verse 12. So we will read here in the, as we read in the previous chapter, in which this describes Satan's kingdom in the heavenlies, you are, as my husband has stated, or in heavenly places. We'll find it here. We look in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and I'll repeat that, and that's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." You are. So now that we know what the therefore is, therefore, let us read the next verse, you all. So the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 13, you all, verse 6 and 13 in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible reads, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand." So this verse is saying that an evil day is coming, you all. There is an evil day that is coming. We can't dodge it or hope it won't come, but the Bible tells us that the evil day will come. So like it or not, an evil day comes in the life of every one of us, you all. And Paul says that we had better put on our armor in preparation for it. So whether or not we will stand will depend on whether or not we put on the necessary equipment. A lot of times in life, we pray and we don't want this to happen, but things happen, you all. We live in this world. They happen at different times in our life, but there is an evil day that will come. And so we have to make sure that we know how to put on the full armor of God. And what does that mean? So we thank God. So now we're going to talk about the armor for spiritual warfare, you all. So in Ephesians chapter 6, we're still in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 through 17, Paul lists the elements of spiritual armor that we need and providing a picture of this armor, you all. So take note from the example of a Roman legendary of his day. So we will we'll briefly review these six main items of armor, and then we'll discuss a final, finally we'll discuss a powerful weapon for defeating Satan, you all. So I have a question. You all in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 17 at this time.
I have a question.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Okay, when you say evil day is coming, are you saying evil day is coming at one time for everybody, or are you saying that
everybody
is coming
at some point
in
your life, it's going to come a time that you may lose a loved one. We're all not going to be here. Come again.
Yeah, that's right.
At some point in time, you're going to lose a loved one.
You're saying like as far as individual experiences.
Individual
Amen.
Experiences. I mean, you've experienced
Amen.
An evil day. You know, you've had that experience in your life already. You know, you had an evil day.
Yeah.
You know, whether we tell someone about it or not, we've had that experience.
I thought about the recent evil day that I had, and then I was like thinking when you said it, I'm like, is she saying like one like when God comes back type of day? Like, guess what I was thinking.
No.
But then I had to ask to clarify.
Everyday life is not going to be an evil day, but you're going to have those days where everything looks like it's going in the wrong direction. It looks like it's like death and destruction
it might feel
is
like
on you.
Falling apart.
Yeah, that's that evil day.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Well, thank y'all
so
for clarifying that. That was my question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Amen. Thank God. Anybody else have any questions before we go further? Anyone? All righty. Okay, so when we look at the scripture in Ephesians 6 and 14, it says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. So the spiritual belt we must wear around our waist is the belt of truth. So having put on the breastplate of righteousness in verse 14, we see here, now a breastplate covers the chest and protects the heart, you all. So spiritually, the breastplate that protects us is righteousness, not the righteousness of human works, but the righteousness of faith in Christ. So having shod your feet with the preparation of a gospel of peace. And you see in Ephesians 6 and 15, just a reminder, we are in Ephesians chapter 6, you all right? We're starting in verse 12 and we're going through. So this verse is a reference to sandals that protect your feet, enable you to march far and fast. Now, this is when, which Romans legionaries would often do back in the biblical days. So our spiritual sandals are the preparation of the gospel of peace, you all. So what is one way in which we can be ready to carry the gospel to others? Now, Peter wrote, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. We find it in 1 Peter 3 and 15, you all. So above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now we look in Ephesians 6 and 16. So in Roman warfare, soldiers used a large shield shaped like a door, which protected every part of their bodies from the arrows of the enemy. So similarly, the shield of faith will protect us from the enemy's fiery darts. So take the helmet of salvation in verse 17. Make sure y'all can hear me good. Give me just a moment here. Hold on. I haven't finished with my line here. Okay. All right, you all. Take the helmet of salvation in verse 17. Now the helmet protects your head. So, and what does your head represent, you all? Your thought life. So your head represents your thought life, okay? So God knows that it is very important for us to protect our thoughts. How many of us are overwhelmed with our thoughts? Sometimes you wish you could just cut your mind off, you know, just stop thinking and rest. Amen.
So
he has provided
a helmet of salvation for us.
Yes.
Amen. You know, we could just have peace in our mind. You know, that's what the enemy tried. He attacks our head. So we have to put on the helmet of salvation. So we look at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. It says, put on as a helmet the hope of salvation. So hope protects your mind, you all. You must be a optimist, you all. If you are a pessimist, your mind is open to the attacks of Satan. So this is something that my husband and I, we learned by experience. Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're
just don't tell them what you're talking about.
I'm not going to tell them.
Just joking.
Why, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. I just come in. I see, hold on for 1 sec. I see that Sister Billy is on a minute. Open up your line right now in 82-282-2992. We have your line open. Understand this is a live Bible study. So the line is open and we can hear you. But if you got a lot of background going on, just mute, you know, mute your call. If you have any questions or comments regarding the study on today or any other questions, please feel free. Just call and say, Pastor, excuse me, I have a question. We will open up the platform for you all to be able to ask questions and have comments about what we're teaching on tonight. Amen. All right, so
Amen.
We're talking about, you know, the helmet of salvation. We're talking about putting on the full arm of God, and what does that look like? So, and we're talking about now about you must be an optimist. So if you're a pessimist, your mind is open to the attacks of Satan. So this is something, you know, that I've learned by experience and my husband as well. Some of us are born, you know, bred of pessimists. And, you know, and if you were, you suffered agonies in your mind, you know, until you, you know, you learn how to change your mind. We have to get to a point, you know, where we learn how to change our mind and our thoughts, our way of thinking, you know. And you got to train yourself up and then put on the helmet, and that would protect your mind. So that's what we're talking about tonight, when we put on that helmet to protect our mind. So far we've looked at
right
six
there,
items.
I got a question.
Okay.
Got a question right here.
You still got to say, excuse me,
give...
Pastor. You can't use period. Can't use period.
Okay,
no period.
Excuse me there. Excuse me there, Pastor. I apologize here. Can you, like, what does that look like? Or do you mind if I tell him, what does that look like practically when you said being a pessimist, I can't even hardly say that word, an optimist? I tell him. Okay, you know, what my wife is trying to explain there, you know, is sometimes, you know, when situations come up in your life, the first thing that you would do would be what would be the way that you would think. Like, if something come up in your life and or whatever it might be, and you look at it, the negative of it, rather than look at it, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, the positive first. And that's what it means to be optimistic or pessimistic. That means you're always looking for the bad to show up. Or you can look at the situation, you know, in the lenses of, okay, I know it's not going like I want it to go, but can I see myself overcoming this situation or overcoming this obstacle? So that's what that look when he's talking about being pessimistic, optimistic, putting on the helmet of salvation. Amen.
Oh, man. Anybody have any questions regarding what was already been taught already or you know, any questions about being a pessimistic or optimistic person? Anyone have any questions? All right. Let's give everybody the opportunity. I know a lot of us are on mute, so I'll give you all a second here to unmute your call if you have any questions. And I'll just count to 10. I'll do it backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we'll continue on here now.
Right.
Also, you all, as we know, we're talking about, you know, putting on the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We see this in Ephesians 6 and 17. This refers to the spoken word of God. So we take that word and we use the word of God. So far, we have looked at six items of equipment here, you all, and all of them are defensive, protective and weapons, except for the last one that we're gonna learn right now. The sword or the spoken word of God is an offensive, you got offensive weapon. If you're taking notes, I'm just gonna slow down a little bit. The sword or the spoken word of God is an offensive weapon. The others are defense, but the word of God is of offense. If you know anything about sports, we have defense and then you have the offense.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
So it's a weapon of attack, you all. And so the word of God is a weapon of attack. So we use
Amen.
That, you know, the sword or the spoken word of God is an offensive weapon, a weapon of attack. So however, a sword extends only as far as the arm can reach. So let us now look at the seventh weapon, you all. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We see this in Ephesians 6 and 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Okay, is that Somebody got their line open. Did you have a question? Mom, is that you with your line open?
I don't know. I think I put my...
Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Amen. We can hear you.
Let me mute.
Okay. All right, you all. All right, and now we can reach out and assail. Now, when we talk about praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, you all. So we can reach out and assail Satan's kingdom in the heavenlies with the weapon of all prayer in the spirit. So understand that we can reach out and assail Satan's kingdom in the heavenlies with the weapon of all prayer in the spirit. So this seventh piece of equipment for warfare is what we call God's intercontinental ballistic missile. We're going to tap some stuff. It's going to be catastrophic in the kingdom of Satan, okay?
Yes.
We coming in with the word of God, and we uprooting things, we pulling it down, and we tearing it up, and we decree and declare that it's no more part of us in the name of Jesus Christ. It won't work. We decree and declare that every pit that they have dug for us to fall in, they'll fall in it themselves, and every net that they've laid out for us to be entangled in, they will be entangled in their own nets. You know, we're just coming up, we tearing up the camp of Satan, all right? So let us, you all, then review these seven pieces of equipment, once again, that we must use in spiritual warfare. So you all can write that down, the seven pieces of equipment that you must use in spiritual warfare. I'm going to say it again for training purposes, if you're writing this down so you can go back and reference to it. Let us, you all, we're going to review this again, the seven pieces of equipment that we must use in spiritual warfare. Number one is the belt of truth. You're going to gird yourself with the belt of truth. The belt of truth. Number two, and if you need me to repeat anything, please say, Pastor, repeat, and I will repeat it. Number one, the belt of truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, which covers your heart, you know, covers your chest. The breastplate of righteousness. And number three, the sandals of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The sandals of the preparation of the gospel of peace. All right. Number four, the shield of faith. The shield of faith, you all. The shield of faith. We open it now for Sister Matthew. Yeah. She's here. Live Bible study.
Man.
The shield of faith. And we're talking about the seven pieces of equipment for spiritual warfare, for those who just came on. And I'm going to repeat them again, you all. The sandals of preparation of the gospel of peace is number three, and number four is the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Okay. All right. Number five is the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. All right. Number six is the sword of the spirit. The sword of the spirit. The sword of the spirit. All right. And number seven is all prayer. All prayer. All prayer. So I'm going to repeat those, you all, one through seven. The belt of truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, the sandals of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Number four, the shield of faith. Number five, the helmet of salvation. Number six, the sword of the spirit. And number seven is all prayer. All prayer. Okay. So at this time, I'm going to open up the lines. The lines are already open.
You
can unmute if you have any questions. Okay. Which one you need?
I'm sorry, I was cooking. Can you repeat everything? Oh, I got the belt of truth, the shield of faith.
The what?
Okay. Can you repeat them?
The shield of faith.
Can you start
number
from the belt of truth?
The belt of truth.
No. Yes.
The breastplate of righteousness.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
The breastplate of righteousness.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. the sandals of preparation of the gospel of peace. The shield of faith. The helmet of salvation.
Shield of faith.
And if you don't get it,
you
know, I'll fix it to you.
You
if you need it, I'll fix it to you. Mm-hmm, I'll fix it to you.
Please, look, because my kid is screaming.
Okay, I'll fix it to you. No problem.
All
right, anybody else have any questions or comments? What we've already went over here is we're talking about the seven weapons of warfare. Anybody else have any questions so far? Even if you just got on, if you have any questions about what we're talking about and you just got on, please feel free to ask any questions, and we'll be happy to bring you up to speed.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
You can send me the information, the seven. What you was
the seven? You want me to send you the seven pieces of equipment? Hello, Sister Dillard. I don't know if something happened to her call or what. She was talking, and I don't know what she meant. All right, okay, no problem. All right, we're going to continue. If anybody else have any questions or comments or concerns, anyone, Pastor, what about you?
No, I think we're on track right now. So we just want to make sure that everyone is able to take, you know, some good notes so you can have something to look over this week and every single day of your life. Amen.
Amen. And sometimes we're, you know, binding the strong man and understanding what it means. We're gonna go into now binding the strong man, so us knowing the armor, you know, putting on the full armor of God and what that looks like and understanding, you know, what that means. And so we're gonna. And those who need me to send it over to you, I will send it over to you. If you weren't able to catch it here in Bible study, I'll be happy to text it over to you. Sister Dillard, I see you back on. I'll text you those seven weapons of warfare for you. All right. So anybody else have any questions as we continue on? Please feel free to ask questions. We don't want you to, you know, hang up out of Bible study and then say, I didn't get that. Or I had a question about something else and I wanted to ask. So please feel free if you want to ask something regarding the lesson or if there's something else you want to ask about, we'll be happy to assist you in that way as well, as best as you can. All right. So, again, if you have a lot of background things going on, please mute your call. We thank you so much for the integrity of the Bible study so everybody can get, you know, and be able to get what's being said and be able to get an understanding. Somebody have their background open right now. We're getting your background. All right, you all. So now we're going to talk about binding the strong man. We're going to bind the strong man. Remember, you all, your line is open, so we're live, so we can hear you. This is a live Bible study. So, again, if you have any questions, please just say, Pastor, excuse me, and we'll stop and we'll assist you. So we're going to be talking about now binding the strong man. So in this chapter, we come to the very crux of the matter, you all. We're going to go from Ephesians now. We're going to go over to Matthew. Matthew 12 is where we'll be coming out of spiritual warfare. We're talking about spiritual warfare here. And going back to our initial text in Matthew 12, you all, if you've been here studying us with the series of strongholds, we've been in Matthew 12. So I'll show you one more verse that I hope will stimulate your thinking. So really that is, you know, all I can do and what you can do for yourself, but this is a lot, you all. So if a church would only start thinking, so if we could just start thinking, we can defeat the enemy. So if we're not thinking, we cannot be, you know, we're thinking, we can't be defeated. But if we're not thinking, then we can be overcome. So if we start thinking, you all, we could not be defeated. The Satan would not be able to overtake us. So it has always, you know, being impressed on me and others that are in the kingdom builders as myself, you all, to start thinking. So when we can pinpoint things and understand, we start thinking, you know, and overcoming, not allowing our thoughts to overcome us. We have the power. You know, I always tell people, you have a choice to feel how you want to feel. You have control over your thoughts that come in. You have control to be able to speak those things and, you know, cast those thoughts down. So when you start thinking, things change you all. This is how important it is for us to learn to think. So we start thinking, things will change you all. Think about it. You know, a lot of times we don't think, you know, when I say think about it, we mean thinking things through clearly and thoroughly, you know. And so think about that, how important it is for us to learn to think. You know, sometimes we just react. And you say, I didn't even think about it before I did it. But if we think about it, I always try to think about, you know, if I do this, what is the outcome going to be? How is that going to affect me? Is this going to open me up to something else? So that's what thinking is, you know, thinking past the situation. Does that make sense to you all? Thinking past the situation.
Amen.
A lot of times we get caught up in it. We just move and react, but we don't think, you know. Amen. All right. Anybody have any questions? Any comments? Okay. God bless you all. So then we're going to talk about a key insight for warfare. For warfare. We all understand that we are at war. This is a spiritual warfare. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're operating in the kingdom of God. So you know that the Satan kingdom is working against you. You know, where the work of the Lord is, Satan is working against it. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm having all this going on and all this and that, and I'm praying and I'm fasting, and so much is going on because Satan wants to keep you from what God has for you. So he wants to keep you frustrated. He wants to get you to come over to him and make you think that, well, you know what, life is easy. I just go ahead. It was fun when I was out there doing what I want to do. And that's the trickery of the enemy. Let's talk a little bit more about that. So understanding that, you know, this is a spiritual warfare, you all. So that's right now we're going to talk about the key insight for warfare. When we look at Matthew, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, Jesus gave a key insight regarding the warfare between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. So we look at Matthew 12 and 29, you all, if you want to turn to it in your Bibles or just write it down and go back to it. Let me know if I'm going too fast. I'll be happy to slow down for you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29 reads, "Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds a strong man, and then he will plunder his house?" So when we look at this, this insight is what I call the principle of the strong man. So Jesus gave us a picture of a house belonging to a strong man, a despot, a cruel ruler who has slaves and all sorts of stolen goods in his house. So when we look at, just visualize this picture, he has a total control of his household, and it is very difficult to get in for the purpose of setting your slaves free or regaining the plunder. So if you do get in, the whole time you are trying to free the strong man's slaves or recover his plunder, you are trying to fight him off as well. So do you see right here, do you see the situation you would face if you tried to defeat the strong man in this matter? So you could end up mortally wounded. So Jesus wisely pointed out to us here that simply gaining interest is not the logical way to approach a situation of this type, you all.
Yeah.
The logical way is to begin by binding the strong man. First tie him up and then put a gag in his mouth. Then you can walk in at a liberty, helping yourself to what you need to recover and setting his captives free. So when I think about this, y'all, when you think about this, think about when somebody robs the bank. They normally tie the people up and put them somewhere where they can't, you know,
right.
They can't make a phone call. They can't run out. So they bind, the strong man in that place so that they won't be captured. So that's the same thing. Somebody want to come in, they're going to set it up, and they're going to make sure they have you shut down. They're going to either put a gun to you, put you. That's what it's talking about here. We're talking about binding. You just can't go in and just think you're going to go in and take something, but you got to bind that strong man. Then you go in and retrieve all that you want. So this is a significant spiritual principle, you all. So if you want to be successful in any given situation, you must discover who or what the satanic strong man is over that situation. Yeah. So then once you have bound the strong man, you can do what needs to be done. So, but the principle is to first bind the strong man, then set his captives free and recover what was lost. So I'm going to open up line for discussion. I'm going to have Pastor, if he wants to elaborate on this right here. Pastor, you want to say regarding this? I know we studied it together.
Yeah, this is good. This is good right here. You know, you got on your armor, so you got your protection on. You see, now you're going in, now you are battling you know, every single day of your life, you know, you will have spiritual battles. And these spiritual battles, you know, obviously they come by words, they come by words of attack, or they come by physical actions of attack. So if someone was physically attacking you, the way that you would get them to stop physically attacking you, you have to bind them. You have to stop them from physically attacking you. Well, that's the same thing with words. If someone is spiritually attacking you, first you have to gag their mouth. You have to close their mouth. You have to close their mouth before you can stop them from attacking. You can say something and they can say something. You can say something, they can say something. And it would just be a constant battle. So this is pretty good. This is pretty good. You know, I'm definitely enjoying this lesson about pulling down strongholds, and especially right here in this part, binding the strong man. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And I just want to say this, even in prayer and binding the enemies, you know, binding their eyes and ears, you know, deafening their ears and their, you know, blinding their eyes and deafening their ears. I want to pray this prayer with you all, and we're going to move forward. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we come in Jesus Christ's holy name of Nazareth. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormenting spirits and strong men and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers and conversations and actions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, in the presence of anyone that we are around today, in the presence
right
of anyone
now,
that we prayed for today, and anyone in our presence, in our homes, in our cars, trucks, offices, our properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, marriages, finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In
Heavenly Father, we
Jesus.
Ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and in the natural realms in our lives.
Yes,
in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and homeless, so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our cars, our trucks, our workplaces, our business, our finances, our minds, our ministries, our spouses, our children. Oh, Father God, any workplace and anywhere our feet will tread, in the name of Jesus Christ, our family members and loved ones and all that's on the line, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're so thankful for your mighty armor right now that you provided for us. We
Amen.
Put on us the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth,
Amen.
The sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick
Hallelujah.
Up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives right now, in the mighty
yes,
name
Father.
Of Jesus Christ. We
in
take on our feet
the
sandals
Jesus.
Of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our guard and our shield of about us. Take us into the
cliff
of the rock underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91. Hallelujah. We put your armor on us right now, and we
Hallelujah.
Live and pray in
Hallelujah.
Complete dependence upon you. We pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that we're set free. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's a God
you,
to the glory.
Jesus.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
So when you pray, those prayers are binding and using the armor of God, and you know, and decreeing over your life and putting on the armor of God. And you see yourself putting on that armor, and then you walk in that armor, because now you know how to use this armor, as we're studying here in our Bible study lesson of pulling down the strong man and knowing what the armor is to come in your spirit, and you
Hallelujah.
Know, spiritual warfare and binding the strong man in our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. We thank you, Father
Amen.
God. I thank you, Lord, for everyone on the line. I bind every sickness and disease right now. I bind it, I loose it to go where Jesus Christ sent it, to never be a part of you, never be a part of your life again in Jesus Christ. Holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor,
go ahead.
I got a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, right now what you were just doing, every single thing that you had told us to write down here, you know, seven weapons of warfare, I saw you use them. I saw you use them just by, you know, the way you pray. The way you pray, what you did was we were reading scripture here. We were reading scripture, which is the sword. And I can tell, you know, that you had on the helmet of salvation. I can tell that, too, because you were protecting your mind and everything that you were saying. It was all according to what you had already read in scripture. Now, if you was to do this in the middle of an argument with your
or your friend, or an argument with your husband, or an argument with your wife. I do believe, and this is for believers, I do believe in the midst of an argument, or in the midst of a physical altercation, if you would do this, if you would trust God and do this and would begin to pray, look how the situation would change. Your situation would change immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately your situation would change.
Yeah.
I know this. I know this to be true. I know this to be, you know, so very true. Instead of us trading back and forth, you know, let us trade the word of God back and forth to one another. Let us trade prayer back and forth to one another. And watch how Satan flees, and watch how your situation changes immediately.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody have any comments or questions that we, as we're continuing on in this series of pulling down strongholds? Anybody have any questions or comments? Your line is open. All you have to do is unmute your call, and we'll be happy to hear from you.
Amen.
I'm going to count to 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Amen. We thank God. All right. As we're going to continue on, as we're still learning here, and we're talking about a key insight for warfare, you all, Satan's kingdom descends from level to level. So it is overseen by angelic beings and have various areas of responsibility. As we learned previously, we were talking about how Satan's kingdom is actually, it's an organized kingdom, you all. So it's not just something they just threw together. It's really organized. You heard of organized crime. They run it like a full-fledged legal business, you know, with people in places.
That's right.
It's the same as Satan's kingdom. So understanding that, and there, you know, again, it is overseen by angelic beings that have various areas of responsibility. So as they descend in order, the lower ones oversee smaller territories. So generally speaking, you don't start your campaign of spiritual warfare at the top, you all. Okay, you start where you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of us may be ready for the next level and can go higher and higher. Some of us may, you know, be just at that level, you know, the lower level. And so it's the same in Satan's kingdom, that they have, you know, lower ranking angels that, you know, they cover smaller territories. So I don't know if you ever had new levels, new devils. You ever heard that saying, new levels, new devils? And that is true. New levels, new devils.
Uh-huh.
If you go
That's
to
right.
another, advance to another level, there are new devils that are there for you to attack
right.
you. So, and that's, you know, in your spiritual life, in your spiritual walk. So you learn here, you know, you learn the principles of warfare, and you learn how to implement them over smaller territories. Then you advance to the level where you are dealing with a strong man over a city or even over a nation. You know, I went to travel in different countries, as you all know, and I had to bind that strong man in that continent, you know, that ground and in that continent. I had to get in the middle of the street and declare the ground, you know, in that territory before I could walk it. And so, you know, just giving you all an example of that. So, you know, perhaps you're experiencing problems as you try to succeed in doing the will of God. Some of us have that, your problems. You're trying to walk this walk and live this life to do the will of God. You may not be seeing the spiritual breakthrough you hope for in your family or your business or in your church, and somehow things are not going the way you feel they ought to go, and you are perplexed by what you are encountering. So my suggestion is that in all probability, you all, there are strong men over the situation confronting you. So you will not be really successful until you first deal with the strong man. I mean, you find out what that strong man is, and you can deal with that strong man. Okay, so let's talk about recognizing a strong man in your life. Let's recognize a strong man. And I'm going to tell you the story about one pastor that we read, and so you can kind of have an idea of what they may be and what it may look like in your life. I know what it looked like in my life, but I'm going to give you all this story here. He said, I recall an experience from my own life when I had to deal with a strong man. So the situation involved his family, which he had grown over the years from, you know, 9 adopted daughters to about 120 members. So basically, he had been blessed with this very good family. So he loved, you know, he loved everyone. They loved each other. They stuck together. They was a close-knit family. They deal with all kind of difficult situations. They were able to overcome that, and they were still in contact with one another, even when they were all in different parts of the world. But circumstances arose in their life that made that made him aware, this pastor aware of the presence of a strong man in his family. Now, we're talking about a pastor filled with the Holy Ghost, traveled all around the world, and he realized that there was a strong man in his family. You know, you can, and you can pinpoint that strong man in your family as well. We'll talk about that. So he first, you know, he gave, you know, his background. He told about his wife, Lydia, that he had, and she had died, and he remarried. And whenever they would get together during the holidays, he would, you know, he would notice it would be something that would be, you know, difficult. Something was going on in that family, and he was just trying to figure out what it was. And so they would get together every Christmas, and he was pondering as the, you know, upcoming family time was to come together. So although he had loved, you know, everyone and enjoyed, you know, the good relationship when all the family was gathered together, he said he would always feel a certain tension or a certain pressure. I don't know if you all ever felt that way with your mom's family members. You're trying to think, oh, what is that? You know, what is that thing? And then he was saying that he was, it was partly due to a barrier of he had, you know, children, he had daughters, and he was hoping that he would take more interest in their children. So sometimes people feel like there's more favoritism than others, and, you know, one child to the next. And that, you know, as a parent, that can be tension if you, you know, think about it. So he was thinking to himself that there must be something behind this. So he began to kind of, you know, look at his situation like he should and see what is the cause of this. So he was saying he was thinking about it. So he asked God to help him understand what was going on. He said he understood that God was showing him, you know, this vision and power was making, you know, his relationship difficult in his family. So he asked God, what is it? You know, we can ask God, what is it? And God told him it was self-righteousness. So a lot of times we are in the Word, we preach the Word, we go around and we lay hands on people and we can prophesy to them, and, you know, and then we're making it about us. So now we're operating in self-righteousness. And that's a strong man, you are. That is a strong man. Pride is a strong man. Anger is a strong man. So when you can identify, you know, what is a strong man, now we can deal with it. Now you can overcome it. Now you can have success in your prayer life. Now you can get moving. Now you can receive your healing. Because if you operate in anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, you know, you can't receive all that God has for you. You got this strong man. You can't, you know, you can't, somebody asking you forgiveness and you can't even open your mouth to receive the forgiveness, and you refuse to apologize because that's a strong, you know, that's a strong man. That's that stronghold over you. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm upset. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be me. You know, that's a strong man, but you're asking God to do something and it's not being done because you're allowing that strong man to hold you down, to keep you back from what God has for you. So ask God, what is it? What is it? What is it? You know, and then, you know, once you pray about it, you know, that thing is broken and destroyed. See, Satan doesn't want, he don't want you to do that. He wants you to stay in that place. And so once we do that, then we can press on, we can press forward and receive the success in our prayer life. Does anybody have any questions or comments? No one? Nobody?
No.
Okay.
Man,
I know people, you all are doing different things. People are telling me they're cooking, they're bathing, they're doing everything. You're doing Bible study time, if you all can kind of have that out the way. So you can really receive, because you miss a lot when you're being distracted. You know, when you have a Bible study or church like this, you know, if you're in church, you know, Bible study, you'll be sitting down and, you know, it give your attention to it, at least not being on your phone. But if you can just, and I can't tell nobody what to do, but the enemy wants to keep us distracted. And we'll be like, oh, it's okay, I'm Christian. Oh, it's okay, I'm doing this. Oh, it's okay. But just if you can, I'm just saying if you can, so that you can receive everything that is being, you know, taught in every prayer that's going forward, so that you can receive the blessings of the prophet and the prophetess on this call, so that you can pull on the anointing that is high in here in Bible study, and not just on Sunday service, but the anointing is high even on Bible study. And so I just want to, and I'm just giving you all support so that you can receive, because a lot of times we don't know if nobody don't tell us. You know, we continue to operate the same way, we get the same results. But if you start operating a different way, you get different results. And so if you're looking for a change in your life, then you have to change first so that you can receive change. So I'm just saying it to help someone, not to try to hurt anybody or to tell you what to do, but only to help you. This is a season of help, and we're here to help and to grow the church. And you are the church, you know, not the building, but you are the church, and we're here to help grow one another. We are church. We are the body of Christ. So we thank God. We thank God. Anybody have any questions? So I say this to y'all, whatever your specific situation, ask God to reveal the strong man to you, because he alone has the solution to your difficulty. So as he reveals and repents of any sin he shows you, repent of anything that he shows you all, then bind the strong man and enter into the fullness of life and prosperity that God desires for you, for your life. Please take note of that. And one thing is good about the Bible studies you all on this platform is that you can go back, because they are archived. I don't delete them. I thought about deleting them, but I don't delete them. I'll keep them up there for the month, and then we'll take them off. But these are Bible studies. If you miss anything, you can go back after the call. It'll archive it, so you can go back and listen to the Bible study and pick up whatever you need to pick up at that time.
Oh,
amen.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
You said you can go back and pick it up online?
Uh-huh. So once we get off the call, let's say you missed part of Bible study, you can go back and go online, and you can click on the Bible study or Stronghold series for that day. You can pick that day and go to Strong, and it'll play it from the beginning. So if you miss something, and you can do that on your phone. If you miss something, you can go back and take notes. It's really, really good information and material. All that was said, all that was prayed, even the prayer. If you want to write that prayer down and have that prayer that you can pray for yourself, you know, take that prayer and write it down. Get your journal, notebook, and write it down and pray those prayers, because you can go back and you can pause it and listen to it, and you can decree and declare it over your life. I am going to do a series of prayers where you all can tune in, and we just kind of pray, and they'll be recorded. You can go back and listen to them and write them down and make it part of your journal, you know, of your journaling, so you can have that, so you can pray those prayers. Because a lot of times we don't know what to pray. How do I break this? I'm just praying the same old prayer, you know, and it might get me anywhere. And so, And so this is the help. Receive the help, you know, just the same thing. To help us and to bring us in the place. And so we, you know, it's right there. A lot of times we don't receive it because we're so distracted, and because the enemy wants to keep us distracted and frustrated. And a lot of times we're just doing it to ourselves. We are really doing We will sit down and we will prepare ourselves to watch a movie, to watch whatever's on TV. We'll get our food, our drink. We'll set our pillow up right. You know, we'll do everything so we can receive this program. Oh, I can't get this part at 8. I got to be right there. Shut up, kids. Slam the door. Get in that room.
Instagram.
We'll do everything to prepare.
You better take
your
time.
And be on time. And get everything. We can tell somebody else what happened on the show. And then we'll get online and tell people, have y'all seen so-and-so and what they was doing on there? We want to be aware about the word of God in our lifestyle. We want to do that. You know, we want to always be exalting the word of God.
Another thing to say. I had, like, the tablet that you wrote for me. And this morning, feeling... I got to reading. At first, I nodded my head with the awe, and then I listened to the music to get the atmosphere so the spirit could come in this morning.
Hallelujah.
Because I was feeling hurting and feeling bad, so I got to. Took out the book that you gave me, and I was praying. I went to the armor of God prayer, and I prayed that prayer that you had me wrote in here. I went to each one in it, John 14:13, Psalms 91. I went all through there, and I prayed and
Hallelujah.
I cried and I prayed and I cried, and I went to some other verses that you wrote. After I got through, I still was hurting, but I still praised God. But later on during the day, I started feeling a lot better. You know, I took my little medicine to help the pain. I had my husband to put the patch on my back. And all day after that, I feel good and surrounded by people. But once the people left and I came back in here by myself, Satan tried to come in. My back started hurting again. But I got on here with you on here and listened to the stronghold. He's trying to stronghold me, but I'm not going to let him do it. I might cry, but I'm not going to let him do it. I say, God gave me the authority to step on your neck and crush you. Because what I'm going to do, I have faith, Lord, that you're going to hear me through what I'm going through. Because this pain hurts. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let you have this stronghold over me. And I'm going to pray this prayer again tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, Jesus said, if you ask me, I will do it for
you.
And I asked him, I say, Lord, you said I asked you, will do it for me. And I took my arms and wrapped my arms around and hugged myself so tight. And that hug was from the Lord and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you win, Satan. I'm not going to let you win. That's all I have to say about the stronghold, how the devil try to hold me today. But I'm not going to let you do it.
And I tell you this, there's a season for you. There's a season for you. You may feel like you're not coming out, but God is testing your faith.
Yes,
God
to
increase you in faith. And you have to sit there and say, God, I trust you and I thank you right now because it could be and it should have been and it would have been. But just stay right there trusting God, even if you got a file, even more. But I'm here to tell you, by your faith, you will be healed. I mean, completely. And don't look back. Don't step back. Don't slide back because that's what the enemy wants you to do. Because when you get the will from him, because God said, I'm going to see if you're going to stay if you're going to stay right there as soon as you get better, you're going to fall back. So what you got to do is just you got to keep marching forward because the enemy
just
keeps pulling, tugging you back. See, you got to you got to let go and let God complete it. Sometimes you got to let go people and you got to let go situations. See, there are people that are holding on to you that's keeping you back from your healing. But see, until you decide that I'm going to let go and let God, that means I'm going to let go you, I'm going to let go you, I'm going to let go you, I'm going to let go that, and I'm going to let go that. I'm not going to hold on to these things, my Lord, my God.
Yes,
and then God is going to do it for you because when God does, he does it fully and completely because there's a healing for you. But you got to decide, Lord, I'm going to walk upright and I'm going to stay upright.
I'm going to trust you, Lord.
I'm going to trust you in everything.
You,
I'm not going to
trust
people faith because that's what the enemy do. That's what the enemy do. So when you get in that place and then you know about strongholds, I'm telling you because there are people in your life that are strongholds.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Hallelujah.
The people in your life. But there's a healing for you. So don't think that I'm not going to be healed. I'm starting to make a hurt like I was before. But you got to look at yourself. Come again.
Hallelujah. I was just saying, hallelujah.
So we're going to talk more. Because, I mean, I got that today for you. So we're going to talk more off the line. But you all, if you're just not listening here, please, if you need to call us, please call. I don't care if it's, you know, early morning. This is my mother speaking. You can call me. And if I miss the call, I'll get back with you. You don't have to go by anybody yourself. The Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered, touching and agreeing. So we want to come together, touching and agreeing. We can fight this thing together. See, the thing is, there are levels as we're learning. There are levels. And so
that's
you may not
be
able to fight that level yet. You know what I mean? Because Satan's trying to keep you down. But let me come in in agreement with you. Hallelujah. And come against that thing that's attacking you that you may not be strong enough by yourself to do. The Bible says it's the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we can come together. You don't. You all understand. You don't have to. You don't have to do this by yourself. We're here together.
Right.
Whether you have, whether you joined the Gospel Public Ministries or not, God has placed me in each of you all's life. At any point in time that you've logged in, logged on, called the line, or whatever it is, please give us a call. We have I'll give you all the numbers in so you can call so we can touch and agree together. In October, starting the 1st through the 31st, we'll be in intercessory prayer at midnight for what is to come that's going so that we'll be protected at what's about to, you know, that's what's to come. And we thank God for it. So God bless you, Sister Dilla. We are praying for you. We'll pray for
you.
We'll continue to lift you up. And everyone that is on Bible study tonight, we'll just continue to lift up Sister Dilla, Carol Dilla, add her to your prayer list and pray for her. She is my mother. But we thank God for you. We love you. And know that it's already done, you know. It's like if you want to get some food, they say it's already done. You just got to get here to get it. So it may be a little far. So the book is already done. All you got to do, Sister Hillard, is get there and get it, what God has for you. Now, you may go through some things before you get there, but I guarantee you, if you get there, you will get it because it's already done. It has your name on it. You're the rightful owner to it. It ain't it ain't for nobody but you. And you can't nobody else have it but you. But you got to keep. You got to go through. You may get a flat tire on the way. Your car may start smoking on the way. You may cry on the way. You may get frustrated on the way. But just keep on going. You may have to even catch a ride on the way. But get there because it is for you. And you're going to say, if I could just get there. I remember, and I'm going to give you all this story. I remember in my 20s, I got a job. I didn't have a car. And it was way out in Katy. And at the time, I don't know, something happened to the car I had. I think I was in a wreck or something. And my thing, I got hired with a company, and my thing was just, if I can just get there. I didn't worry about how I was going to get back. I was just concerned about getting there. And so I just found a way to get there. And I deal with getting back later, but I just need to get there. So that should be your mindset. If I got to catch a ride, if I got to walk so many miles, if I got to start off early in the morning to get there, I'm going to get there. So just get there by any means.
Get there.
Hallelujah. We are here for you, Sister Dilla. We love you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else have any comments or concerns as we wrap up this Bible study here tonight?
Yes,
anyone?
This is Bonnie. This is my second time listening in. A lot of times y'all don't know, I've been listening when Angie was in on it, and I'm enjoying it. And, hey, just like on Saturday, I can't wait till Wednesday. And I was listening to my cousin there. You know, I have back issues too, and I be fighting it. And I've been listening to what you told me, Sawanika, don't claim it. And I've been just getting up and just trying to do it. But you just, like Callan, you just got to keep on.
Yeah, keep on. Amen. Keep on keeping.
You know, y'all prayers are working for me. You're helping me. Every day is not going to be a good day. And like you say, you just have to think positive and just say, you know, hey, I'm not going to let him get to me. And that's what I'm doing. I'm fighting. And with under your guidance, you and the pastor both, it's been a pleasure for you guys. You've been praying for me, and I'm telling you, it has been working.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, guys. And I just wanted to tell you that I am enjoying your show, and I look forward to hearing you guys every time you're on. I just, you know.
Amen. We thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray and lift you up here that is on in Bible study, you all. And we just thank God for everyone that's here tonight. And we want to continue to pray. And right now, I'm going to come against the spirit with the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm at the spirit of aches and pain and
disease. The spirit of sickness
and disease and viruses. I come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I dip your foot, my body, soul, and spirit in the pool of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God. And anything that's not of God has been destroyed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call on your spirit outside of you that's operating you outside of the Holy Spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to the spirit of infirmity to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and I declare with the power and the authority that God has given me as a prophetess to nations right now that you are delivered, that you are set free, that you are blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you and judgment, God shall condemn, whether it's the doctor or anyone, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be set free and receive it right now. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let peace come and be still on this line. Lord, walk every house, oh God. Sit in every car, Holy Spirit. Cleansing out all darkness right now. We decree and declare that we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ. We are redeemed, and we say so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are the righteousness of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood
that reaches to the highest. And it flows to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. And we love you. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the line. Amen. Be free. Over your house, over your situation, over your health, over your finances, over your marriages, over your relationships, over your children, all that you love and concerned about. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this lesson on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we seal every entrance into your home with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every window seal, the front door, the back door, the side door, every crack and crevices in the foundation of your home, we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nothing of evil, evil spirit, evil doer, Satan or his agents cannot come near your dwelling place, for you're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you that you're encamping your warring angels around us right now, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, speak to the blood on tonight, oh God. For we know life is in the blood. Purify, sanctify the blood right now, Father God. Cleansing of all toxins and diseases right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We bind and we destroy every stronghold, every soul tied and strong man right now. We bind you right now. We loose you with Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord, and we repent right now, and we turn back to you, Father God, withholding nothing, withholding nothing,
withholding nothing, hallelujah,
withholding nothing, we give it all over to you,
hallelujah,
we give it all over to you, Lord, we love you, Lord, be magnified and glorified, God, be magnified and glorified, Father God, we give it all over to you, Lord. Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, Lord, we thank you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. And we stand on the promises of God.
We stand on your promise, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. We come together. We believe that God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All in nothing. God bless you all. Anybody have any questions, Pastor? Do you have any other questions or comments, or not questions, but comments, anything you want to say to anyone as we wrap up, and I'll give the pastor's blessing.
Yes. You know, God bless you all. God bless you all. Keep on coming to Bible study. This is the time where you can be able to get the tools you need, get the equipment that you need to make it through your week. Make it through your month, through your years, you know, have better days. You know, this is for you. This is real. This is real. Your life is real, and God is real. And if God is with you, this is real for you. This is real. This is for you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless you all. And I'll ask one more time, if anybody else has any, you know, please don't hesitate. And I hope that I didn't offend anyone when I said, hey, get focused, be in a place so that, you know, you can receive. I'm just letting you know how the enemy works. You know, he's subtle in all his ways, you know. And so I just want to make sure you understand it's a help, and not to, you know, to talk about anyone or to offend anyone, just to be able to help. And that's what we're here for, to help. Because if we don't say, I want you to say something to me so I can either be mad about it and think about it, say, you know what, you're right. Because sometimes you get upset about
the truth. This family.
Yeah, that's how we get upset about the truth. But you know what? The truth has set you free, whether you accept it now or later.
Amen.
But it's good. So anyway, you all, God bless you. We're here next Wednesday. We're still studying the series of Strongholds. Tomorrow, we're back here at 8 p.m. with the Preach and the Pastor show, which is the radio show, which is pretty bit, it's different. We don't have the lines open like we do here for everyone. But it's a radio show, and so we don't know what God's going to give us tomorrow, but we know it'll be great. It'll be a breakthrough. I believe that.
Amen.
And so we thank God for everyone here on the
thank
live. Remember you all that Satan and his demons would rather deceive us, you all, and keep us silent by shooting constant accusatory arrows against our hearts and our minds, so that we feel so beat up emotionally that we barely have the capacity to ponder the truth of God's word, so which says exact opposite of all what the enemy claims. And I want you all to look at Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, as we wrap up here. Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this age a reference to Satan and his demons when he talks about the God of this age, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So if that is tragedy in this life, in the lives of those who have trusted in Christ, then his strategy in the life of those who have trusted in Christ is to confuse, to frustrate, and even steal the truth of God that has been deposited in our lives, and ultimately attempt to mar the image of God in our lives. So you all, just be mindful, you know, of what you learned here and what's to come. You know, God is definitely doing a new thing in all of us, just receive it. And sometimes it hurts, and sometimes you get to the point where you want to give up, but don't give up. Just hold on even tighter. Just hold on even tighter and come in a little closer.
Hold
on a little tighter and come in a little closer. Okay, you all?
That's right.
And we're going to continue to pray that God will strengthen you and God will be with you. God is with you always. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we thank you, Father God, once again, you all. And I want to bless you all before you leave here. If on your heart to sow into the ministry and the word that went forward on tonight, you can do so in Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or you can give us a call and you can send it any other way at 346-719-3349. 346-719-3349. Also, that line is open up if you need personal prayer. You can call that number as well, 346-719-3349. Me and my husband will be happy to pray for you and come into agreement together. May God bless you all. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you. We bless you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Christ Jesus loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty and prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended and for your body to function the way God intended your body and our bodies to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and a true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defense. We bless you to increase in worth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. You all, we love you. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you all on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. if you can be here with us, or next Wednesday. You all take care. Mama, I love you. I love you.
Amen.
You're not alone. We're with you.
That's right.
Rosa,
Second Corinthians.
Okay. I'll send it to you, Mom. I'm going to call you when I get off here.
All right.
God bless
love
you.
Love y'all. Thank you, Brian.
Love you, too.
Amen. We love you.
Bye-bye. Right. Thank
y'all. Have a good night, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night. See you, Miss Connie. Have a good night, Miss Connie.
Have a good night, Miss Connie.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
One time, one time. Yeah.